on It's Supernatural. God supernaturally downloads his words into the mouth of Andre Ashby whenever Andre sings.
I must behold you, God. I'm crying out. God, hear the cry of my heart. Oh, the Spirit and the bride say, come. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Lord Jesus.
Ancient secrets of the supernatural be rediscovered? Do angels exist? Is there life after death? Are healing miracles real? Can you get supernatural help from another dimension? Has the future been written in advance? Sid Roth has spent 30 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Andre Ashby. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. It's the rarefied air of heaven. You're going to hear music today that's not just music. It's music from heaven. It's called prophetic music that releases such an atmosphere of heaven. You are going to be so excited that you tuned into this television show. Andre, I don't mean this with disrespect, but you didn't stand a chance of surviving. I mean, you were born from a rape. Your mother rejected you. You went to stay with relatives. They were alcoholic. And then you ended up with a great-grandmother. How old was she?
She was probably about 82 when I moved with her.
And how old were you?
I was 11.
So did she give you much supervision?
No, I basically raised myself.
You had an experience with God, and I have to believe this as a young man. I have to believe if you had not had that experience with God, I would not be talking to you today. I mean, you would have been in jail, in prison, in an insane asylum, or dead.
Definitely. When I was 4 years old, the Lord came to me in dreams, and it was really the same dream repeatedly. And I would walk into a room, and there would be a white wall with a window. And I would look through the window and the Lord would speak to me and he would basically tell me over and over, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you, I'll be with you always. And
had you ever heard that? But did anyone ever tell you those words before?
No, my uncle and aunt who raised me till I was 11 were alcoholics. So they never talked about God.
And Andre, you started going to a Seventh-day Adventist church. But something strange happened. When you would sing, what would people say?
people would come up to me and tell me, Andre, when you were singing, the devil tried to get me. Because in the Adventist church, they really didn't believe much in the moving of the Holy Spirit. And one lady said to me, when you sang, it was like electricity hit me from the top of my head and went to the soles of my feet. And I didn't know that was the Holy Spirit. So my response to God was, God, why are you letting the devil get people while I'm singing? I didn't understand.
Now, you tried to get a woman by the name of Sherry to come to your church.
Right.
And but Sherry had that same presence on her that you had on you, especially when you would sing.
Right. Sherry was a Church of God in Christ evangelist, and I met her at work. I'd just gotten back from Adventist College and got a job at a company called Waddell & Reed. And when I met Sherry, I could feel the presence of the Lord around her, but it confused me because I was taught if you went to church on Sunday, you really didn't love God, you were just going through the motions. So I thought it was my job to get Sherry out of the Sunday church and into the Adventist church. And what happened, I began to go to church with her. It was like a 3-year period of me pulling out of the Adventist church and starting to go to church on Saturday and Sunday.
You actually had to have a dream to get free, to leave the congregation.
Yeah, definitely. I would go to church on Sunday and I was terrified because I was taught that if you left the Adventist church, you go to hell because you're leaving the truth. And every Sunday I would walk into church and I'd get terrified. And one night I went home and I had a dream. And in the dream, I was walking through a really scary place in Kansas City. Kansas City is where I come from. And back a few years ago, Kansas City was like, had the third highest murder rate in the nation. So I was terrified in this dream. And this guy came and walked in front of me. He was a tall, blonde guy. I had never seen him before, but I knew instinctively to follow him. So I followed him through this real dangerous place in the city. And we walked inside this house, and it was a brown house with a brown screened-in porch. And I waited outside on the porch, and I wanted to thank him because I felt like he saved my life. And he came back out, and he had a folded-up piece of white paper, and he handed it to me. And when I opened up the paper, it said, "In all your ways, acknowledge me, and I'll direct your path." And I woke up from the dream, and I knew that it was okay to leave the Adventist church, that the Lord was leading me.
And you really needed a dream like that. You know, Seventh-day Adventists say that if you don't worship on Saturday, you're not going to go to heaven. So you needed something supernatural.
Yeah.
The truth of the matter is that the worship is not a day, it's a person. Now, God never changed the Sabbath. It's Saturday. But I love the idea that Christianity picks Sunday for the Sabbath so I can relax with God, not because I have to, but because I want to on Saturday, if that makes sense to you, Andre.
Definitely.
It's a matter of freedom.
Right.
Now, you were at a conference once with Jim Gall, and he prophesied over you.
Actually, it was right after I left the Adventist church and I went to Kansas City Fellowship. And it was my first Sunday there, and only a couple of friends from school were with me. They were the only ones that knew me. And Jim Gall was, James Gall was teaching on the prophetic. And so at the end of the teaching, he said, "You, what's your name?" And I mean, this had never happened to me before. And I go, "My name's Andre." And he goes, "Do you know what the prophetic song of the Lord is?" I'm like, "No." He said, "Well, God says it's in you. You're going to sing it today." So
nothing like putting you on the spot.
Definitely on the spot, because I had tried to write a song for a year and I couldn't come up with words. And so as I'm walking up front, I'm going, "God, you've got to do something or this is going to be terrible." So Jim began to sing over me, and he started singing stuff like, you're one of the new breed and all this kind of stuff that I didn't even know what all this meant. And he stopped and he took the microphone. He said, "Now you sing," and he stuck it in my mouth. And as I began standing there with the mic, I began to shake, which I'd never experienced before. And all of a sudden, like something began to come up out of, like from my belly. I could feel it coming up. And when I opened my mouth, I began to sing. Now my friends who brought me from school fell out on the floor. People all over the room began to weep uncontrollably. And this went on for 20 minutes, Jim and I singing back and forth.
I'll tell you what, when we come back from the break, I'm going to put Andre on the spot. I'm going to put a demand on his gift because his songs, they come from heaven. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Andre Ashby. And when you went to Korea, you saw something with your eyes that's almost hard to believe. It's in the Bible, it talks about the glory of God,
right. But
it's a manifest presence. What did you see in Korea?
I was over there teaching on worship, and I looked in the back of the room and I saw a cloud beginning to come through the back wall. And my response to God was, "Okay, God, that's cool. What do you want me to do with that?" And he said, "I want you to stand up the people in the back." So I did. And when I stood them up, the pastor was standing in the back. She literally, her feet came off the ground. She flew backwards, slammed into the glass door, and slid down. I was glad it didn't break.
I'm glad it didn't too.
Another lady hit the ground and began to roll from one side of the church to the other. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, "Andre, I want you to stand the people up in the front. Ask them to see if they can see the cloud." So I turned to my translator and I said, "Would you ask the people if they could see the cloud in the room?" And as she was sharing, all of a sudden, her eyes were open, she saw the cloud, and everyone in the room saw the cloud.
Well, you know what? I'm going to put a demand on the gift that Andre has. I'm going to ask him to sing a song from heaven, something not prepared, just for you. And I'm going to believe that cloud, whether you see it or not, is going to enter you. You are going to be healed. You're going to be set free. And most of all, you're going to have an experience with God. Would you sing now?
Rejoice, O barren one, for I have heard your cry, and I long to be gracious to you. I long to show you how much I love you. So be glad I'm on your side. I am your God, and I know what's best for you. So be of good courage. It's all gonna work out for your favor. No matter what the circumstances say, no matter what it looks like, I'm your God and I'm on your side.
My goodness, it is tangible. But let me ask you something. Sometimes you sing in like karaoke type bars, and tell me about the time that the gold came on you.
I was in the Village in a place called the Duplex, and actually it's a real cool place because all the Broadway singers hang out there. And one night someone requested that I was singing I Believe I Can Fly. And I said, sure, I can do that. And I was sitting down and I looked at my hands and my arms, and all of a sudden they're covered with gold dust. And I went, wow, being the man of faith that I am, when was I around glitter? And when I realized I wasn't around glitter, I went, God, what are you doing here? And he goes, I've anointed you for this. And I believe the Lord wants to change our conception of what really what church is and evangelism, and take God out of the box and expect him to move outside of the four walls of the church.
You know, there's such a presence of God right now. What else is God telling you?
Well, I just feel like that the season that we're living in, people can be living in fear, and I just feel like the Lord is saying that he wants to give true peace, his shalom, that he wants to, that in the midst of the turmoil, God is the only constant thing in the universe, and he wants to show himself strong, and that in a time of great disorder, God is going to bring order to people's lives and just reveal his tangible presence to them.
Well, you know what's going on right now? I literally am feeling what some of you are feeling, what you're feeling right now. I am feeling this right now. And it's God's compassion and God's heart and God's love for you. I am feeling this. If you could only feel how much God loves you and how important you are to God and how special you are, how there's a destiny on your life, there's a purpose. God is in agreement with your destiny. Now you have to get in agreement with God. He's done all the work. All you have to do is grab his big hand and he'll take you along the rest of the way. But the God of religion has turned you off. I want you to meet the God of the universe. He sent his son, Yeshua, Hebrew for Jesus, who died in your place. If you will believe that his death and his blood and his resurrection totally destroyed everything separating you from God, all of your sins, if you will believe that Jesus died for you and repent of your sins, tell him you're sorry, and ask him to live inside of you, you'll know God. You know the God of religion. Now, know God. Much better to know God than the God of religion. Now, believe this or not, I know it's difficult, but a young man was with an atheist and asked for a sign, and he literally began to fly. I mean really fly. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this word.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Andre Ashby. And Andre, I want to hear about this young man that can fly. And when I'm saying fly, I'm not saying being a pilot. I mean fly, like fly. Tell me about him.
Every January, I do a youth retreat called Fire and Ice. It's in the mountains between Seattle and Spokane. And parents, you know, they always send kids up there who are rebellious and stuff like that. So there was a young guy there who was an atheist. And it's always incredible things that happen. But this one year, the young guy said, okay, God, if you're real, then have somebody fly. Well, there was another young man there who was 16 years old. His name was Levi. He had just had a brain tumor removed and had that halo taken off. And all of a sudden, he was worshiping God. Literally, his feet came off the ground and he flew backwards. But that's not the only thing. Is that the door, there was a door there that was a safety lock, so you have to hit the door to push to open it. Well, before he got to the door swung open, and he landed in the middle of the field in the snow. So he flew over all the sidewalk, the parking lot, and landed in the field in the snow. So needless to say, the young guy who asked is not an atheist anymore.
Needless to say, very quickly, tell me about the instant supernatural weight loss.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. It was in Minneapolis. I was speaking at a prophetic conference. And usually the Lord doesn't tell me what he's going to do. But the night before, he said, I want you to stand women up and repent to them as a man for false expectations of beauty. And he said, two things are going to happen. He said, women are going to supernaturally lose weight, and some are going to go through deliverance. So I stood the women up, and I repented to them as a man, and women all over the room hit the deck going through deliverance, and women literally lost weight. They came up to me later and said, Andre, look, and they start pulling out their clothes in like this much room. It was pretty wild.
Do you believe that there is anything too difficult for God?
No, he is the God of the impossible.
I'm gonna ask you to go to the set, if you would go there right now, and I'm gonna have Andre sing. There is nothing impossible for God. All things are possible for those who believe. And this is a prophetic song that Andre's going to play with the piano and going to sing to you. And I believe that if you will open up your heart, open up your spirit, just open yourself up to God. Someone's neck and back was just healed. I mean, there is such a rush. It's like a rush of a mighty river when Andre plays. Wherever you are watching this TV, I sure hope some of you are watching in bars right now, because if you're in a bar, there is going to be a flood of the tangible, manifest presence of the living God. There is going to be a flood of peace like you have never, and healing and miracles. Let's go to Andre Ashby right now.
into your heart. Higher than the eagles fly. Oh, you lift me up to scale the heights. Together you and I will fly away. I want to know.